All right, you're listening to Phoning It In here on BSR 88.1 FM WELH Providence. Tonight we're phoning in with the Trachtenberg Family Slideshow Players. Can you hear me okay?
Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you.
Then if that's the case, yes, I can hear you very clearly. The question is, can you hear me okay?
We can.
And hello to everyone out there in Providence. And hello, Carrie. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, well, thank you for being on.
Well, sure. There's really nothing else I would rather be doing right now.
Great. I'm glad to hear that you're looking forward to it. So where are you right now, actually?
I'm in New York City in the East Village in our family apartment here on First Avenue in between 2nd Street and 3rd Street. And I'm sequestered in about a 200-square-foot area with an acoustic guitar and a cup of lemon water. And I'm prepared to sing you some songs of varying styles, though all pretty much filing under the subject of pop male vocal.
Sounds good. All right, so can you explain the concept behind your songs a bit?
Sure. For those of you in the audience who are unfamiliar with the concept that I concepted, my name is Jason Trachtenberg, and I play the role of the dad in the Trachtenberg Family Slideshow Players, the world's first and only indie vaudeville conceptual art rock pop family slideshow band. The concept is as follows. We take slide collections that we gather from estate sales, yard sales, thrift stores, op shops, charity shops, car boot sales, etc., and we turn the lives of anonymous deceased strangers who we interpret from the slide collections. We turn their lives into pop rock musical exposés based on the contents of their slide collections while simultaneously choreographing the slide collections to each line of the song. And we're a real family band. My name is Jason Trachtenberg. I play the role of the dad. There's Tina Pena, the mom in the band, and, of course, our daughter, Rachel Trachtenberg, on the drums, who's 13 now. Years old, that is.
Yeah, so...
For those of you calculating age and time in the quantity of years.
It's really a great band, very unique concept.
Thanks.
So, all right, so whenever you're ready, why don't we hear the first one?
Well, great. Oh, I'm going to play some songs for you right now on acoustic guitar and over the telephone. And I just like to say this is a really unique concept, especially in the light of the excesses of our overwhelming culture and the overabundance of the industry's unnecessary purchasing points that they put us all through, that we're just doing songs right over the telephone. And, of course, at this point it would be particularly apropos to let everyone know who's within the sound of my voice right now to reconsider your relationship with your cellular phone, with your cellular phone. Landlines are fine, but the human health risks of cellular phones have been proven to be dangerous, and more information is coming out as well. And when they're found to be not dangerous, those studies are generally funded by the industry themselves. And people just, I think, know from their hearts that these are radioactive, cancer-causing devices that they're being held up to your brain for longer periods of time than it was supposed to be done for. And the addition is, of course, similar to microwave ovens, which of course we know those are dangerous. But this is even a much more greater experiment with your health. So with that being said, I'm on a landline, of course, and I'd like to perform tonight's first song of a six song cycle that I'd like to perform for you tonight, and we can discuss in between each song as well too, and it'll all make sense. This first song is a song about songs, and it's called Singing a Song, and it goes something that sounds a lot like this.
Butterfly in the sky, it's a sign, a symbol of the time, flying by all of the time. You keep me wondering why I'm singing this song. We're doing this dance, anybody can do, anybody can do it. You can do it now. We're doing the sound and we're hanging around. Yes, we're hanging around. You can do it too. East of First, Bowery, south of House, and you always seem to be on the lower east side of my heart. You got a pretty good start singing this song. into you, going right through you. You can do it now. And what to say, what to say, what to do, what to do, what to say. Forever is true. Truth multiplies and divides us all the time. We had a pretty good time singing this song. Yes, we're singing this song. Yes, we're singing this song. We can do it now.
That was a song called Singing the Song. Is it coming through okay on that end?
Yes, it sounds wonderful.
Cool, thanks. I'd like to do tonight's second song, which is called Together, and it's the theme song from my newest CD called Jason Trachtenberg's Together. And it sounds exactly like this. If you're whistling tea kettle, don't whistle. And your slide projector, don't slide. Well, you have come to the right place, my friend, as we're gathered here together tonight. But it's the same old song and dance. It's just an innuendo for happenstance. And if you'd like to be together, I'll be together too. Now if your life is causing you grief, self-loving is exactly what you need. But if your record player should skip a beat, skip a beat, skip a beat, well, there are those out there who say they're obsolete. But I love your record so, because they brought us together, talking you and me, yo. And if you'd like to be together, I'll be together too. And if you'd like to be together, I'll be together. If you'd like to be together, I'll be together. But it's the same old song and dance. It's just an innuendo for happenstance. And if you'd like to be together, I'll be together. If you'd like to be together, I'll be together too.
Hello.
All's good on that end?
Yes, everything's going
okay,
great.
Cool, cool. Well, hello to all your listeners. My name is Jason Trachtenberg. I'm playing with an acoustic guitar, and I'm just going to go through a couple more songs here. And thank you, Harry, for this opportunity to do some songs on the radio and over the Internet. And we are planning a tour, me and this fellow Bob Wiseman and from Canada. And I think we might be coming through Providence, hopefully in June. So more about that later. And I'm going to do tonight's third song of the evening, which is probably, at this point, the second most well-known song I've written in my songwriting career. And this one's currently getting some play in the preschool market on the Noggin channel with kids who are about, you know, like, I don't know, probably even like too young to even be watching TV necessarily, but that's just like, the, you know, just our culture kind of demands that or insists that parents sit their children down for the pre-prescribed 8 hours a day of television. I think that's what they're currently prescribing for children, as they like to give us that stat all the time, 8 hours a day in front of some sort of medium. So we have a song on the Naga Network, and it's called You're the One Who's Made for Me and I Was Made for You. And it goes, something sounds exactly like this.
Yo. tell me anything as much as I trust you. You were made for me and you. Under an open wound, baby, oh, lies layers of the truth. Words they can't describe, but they can surely try. Everything you say is something no one ever heard, and I understand each word. I fall in love so easily, that much that I knew. You were made for me and you. Under an open bridge, baby, oh, everything is what it is. Words they can't describe. No, they can't. But they can surely try. Everything fits perfectly. That much that I knew, you were made for me and you. You're the one who's made for me, and I was made for you. Every word I say is true.
Sounds something like that, is the theory. Do we have time for a couple more songs?
Yep, we've got about 14 minutes left.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, I think this will be good. I've got a couple more songs planned, and I'd like to say hello to everyone out there again, which is a socially acceptable thing to do in between telephone song recordings.
Certainly.
Mm. Okay. And... let me do this song here, which is this song's actually based on a slide collection. I wonder if anyone out there has ever seen my band. It's the Trachtenberg Family Slideshow Players. We base our songs on slide collections, and this song here is based on a slide collection that I procured in the UK, the United Kingdom, and which have a similar. Here we go. Whenever you're in a conversation, you want to come up with something to say. Say it's similar yet different. They have a similar yet different take on the photographic aesthetic. And so, for those of you at home who don't have the slide projection viewer function on your radio, who have not had that installed yet, then you will not be able to see the slide function that goes along with this song. The slides are available, of course, up on YouTube, of course. So this song is called "Beautiful Dandelion," and it tells the tale that anything is possible if you wake up early enough in the morning. It's true.
It's gonna be a Gucci year, good year for fashion, fashion. It's gonna be a good year for the arts, for the arts, for the arts, for the arts. People working together, doing what they do. People working together for said truth. It's gonna be a good year for cooking, cooking. It's gonna be a good year for getting things done, get things done, get things done, get things done. Just keep track of your fireflies. East meets west underneath a blue sky as we fly together as one. Beautiful dandelion becomes a part of the machine as we're walking down the street, and we don't know what we mean when when we say consumerism leads to hunger, poverty, and greed. From the product to the seed. Beautiful. Just make sure the right truck is maintained. Your driving technique, it's the difference that you make when the numbers and ideas that relate to a barbecued pig on your plate. Call it burger, call it steak, becomes a product that is meant for the 99% who say it's more profitable to cause the disease. Oh, let's fix it. Oh, that's the way, man.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, cool. Do we have time for a couple more?
Yes, we do.
Okay, let me give this one at you. This is a song I wrote back when I felt that the alternative country movement was taking front precedence and in industry and just in people's tastes and just the reality of music to just all of indie music and rock and pop in general, alt country. People were saying alt country was the way to go. So kind of like how in the late 70s, acts just started doing disco songs just because that was just the flavor in the air and that was just the climate. I felt in the late 90s that alt country was such the flavor in the air that's the way I was going to go. I just couldn't help it. I just did. And I'm not necessarily huge into country music per se. I like more pop music. But this song I wrote during my alt country phase from about 1999, and it goes exactly like this. Just like all the other ones do as well. You guys like alt country? You're such a real fast talker, but you really don't got nothing much to say. No, not much. You're bumbling, but the words get in the way. You fancy find yourself a real fast talker, but you really don't got nothing much to say. No, not much. You're bumbling, but the words get in the way. You're towing out the company line. You really don't got nothing much to say. Not much. By propping up the status quo, you really don't got nothing going anyway. But you're such a real fast talker, but you really don't got nothing much to say. No, not much. You're bumbling, but the words get in the way. Look out. Towing out the company line, you really don't got nothing much to say. Not much. By propping up the status quo, you really don't got nothing going anyway. But you're such a real fast talker, but you really don't got nothing much to say. No, not much. You're bumbling, let the words get in the. You're bumbling, let the words get in the. You're bumbling, let the words get in the. You're such a real fast talker. Carrie?
Jason.
Yes.
Sounds really great.
Do we have time for one more quick song?
We do.
Okay, this will be it. What's our time? What's our time at this point?
It is currently 9:23.
We have 9 minutes left.
Well, it's 9:23, so there's 7 minutes left.
7 minutes left.
Yes.
Okay. Well, in radio talk, I know that means 5 and a half. So this song will clock in under that, and then we can talk a little bit after that if there's any time left. But if there's not any time left, I'd just like to say before I do this last song that thank you, Carrie, for having me on the show. And my name is Jason Trachtenberg, and this song is called "The World's Best Friend." It's a conceptual piece. What do you need to do to become the world's best friend, both to yourself and everyone has found you in the face of intimidation and instigation from society and their advertisers, is what the song's about. And it's also based on slide collections as well. And it goes something that sounds very similar to this. Now, think about this song. It could be any song at this point. There's lots of songs. There aren't too many songs that this song isn't, actually, as far as these chord changes go. So, that being said, this is my interpretation on this situation. Come on, look out. You're all right with us. We'll tell you from the start to show you. Come on. Look out. Well, they got you where they want you. It should come as no surprise as they prepare to propagandize you with patriotic eyes. It's those ties that bind. Trying to find the world's best friend. Come on, look out. Come on, look out. In school, they sell religion. Bullet hits you on the head. But you can never try to remind someone exactly what they said. In heaven sent, document, circumvent the world's best friend. Come on, look out. Come on. Yeah, you're all right with us. We'll tell you from the start, just so you know. Come on, look out. Come on, look out. You're all right with us. We'll tell you from the start, just so you. Come on, look out. Come on. Well, they got you double thinking, so you don't know who you are. And they got you contradicting, either here or now far. A change of heart, a scarf. Your heart to be the world's best friend. Come on, look out. Come on, take it to the middle. Here we go. Red, white, and blue sure looks becomingly on you. Defend America from who? Will someone call the FBI? You got your Bel Air Latin lashes, courting wear until you're through. Of course, go by the presumption, have your cake and eat it too. Well, I'll tell you that you'll find someone until the bitter end. And until they rip your heart out, it's not hard to comprehend. Let it mend, and then contend to be the world's best friend. Come on, look out. Come on. World's best friend, look out. Come on, look out. Try to be the world's best. You're all right with us. We'll tell you from the start, just so you know. Come on. Look out. Come on. You're all right with us. We'll tell you from the start, just so you know. We'll tell you from the start, just so you know. We'll tell you from the start, just so you know. That concludes the musical portion of tonight's performance.
Great. Thank you so much. It really sounded wonderful.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. And I'd like to say hello to anyone out there who's listening and to once again reexamine your relationship with your cell or your phone. Use them just for emergencies and to choose vegetarian options in lifestyle and culinary conditions.
Thank you. Yes, phoning in wholeheartedly supports that statement. We've had some people try to do the show from their cell phone, and it just doesn't work at all. The sound cuts out terribly.
Most people don't even have the so-called landlines anymore.
Yeah, it's true. All right, well, thank you so much for being on. Can you hang on the line 1 second?
Sure, thanks.
Okay, great. All right, so that was Jason Trachtenberg phoning it in live from New York City. They base their songs off of slides that they find at various estate sales, garage sales, things like that. So we'll wrap things up and hear a song from a 45 that they put out with Cass Records. The song is called Don't You Know What I Mean?